All right, Gary, what are we talking about this week?
Well, Cole, as anyone who's been on Twitter and had an amateur economist explain something to you, you know all about supply and demand.
Oh, the two lines, and always shall they meet.
So right now, demand for Madagascar hissing cockroaches has never been lower.
Okay. For like laboratory purposes, or?
I don't really know what they're used for now. All I know is that I bought a lot of them for very cheap, and I have put a lot of ROMs inside them, and I want to know which one is the last one you can't eat.
Okay, so you've got these lined up, just a whole bunch of Madagascar hissing cockroaches in a row. Okay.
I didn't even have to randomize them. They're bugs. They just get up in a random order anyway. It's not like I can put them down and then, you know, you can't shuffle them. They're not cards. They move around. So if...
Gary, you know I only eat bugs in alphabetical order.
Yeah, well, they're all named an infinite series of the letter A. There's the alphabetical order is already happening. So you just got to start going down to town on these bugs. And then whichever one you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm belly too full. Then whichever one was the last one you couldn't eat, we'll grab that one, and then we'll pop it into a retro pie or something.
Yeah. Well, any amateur futurist on Twitter, you know, knows that eventually we're going to all be eating bugs anyway. So
because Arby's cat food bugs. That is the apocalyptic. I'm just bad-mouthing Arby's because the Simpsons does it.
Yes.
Full disclosure, I would... do something bad for like just Arby's to appear after we're done recording.
I stopped for because when I fuck up some chicken sliders at Arby's, you get two chicken sliders at their happy hour. It's like you know, $2 for a good meal. And when I was there, I was at the drive thru, I heard the person yell, "Hey, we need a meat refresh."
Yes.
Or wait, no, a renew. We need to renew the beef.
A renew on a beef. That's like a magic card. At this point, I have no standards. And I know that you eat at Arby's. I've heard that you fuck up chicken sliders. Thus, I've given you this bug buffet.
Yes, you have. Okay. Well, just one step here. I guess what I'm saying is I am not proud. So here we go.
Yeah.
One.
There we go.
Yeah, crunchy. It's got some fight to it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, that one was the other one. Some.
No. Oh, well, they kind of tasted similar.
Here, let's do a real quick experiment. The next four that you eat, the first set, the first one's the father and the second one's the son.
Okay.
The second set, the first one's the son and the second one's the father. And I want to see if the differences in grief, whether it's like a child grief or paternal grief, changes the taste.
Okay.
Of the Madagascar hissing cockroach.
Yeah. So let me just, I'm just going to do all of them real quick here.
It's like you put a straw in running your nose across a coconut, but for Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Yeah, you know, it's all pretty much the same. It all tastes like goo wrapped in a fingernail. What? I think I'm cashed. I think that's enough for me. Yeah. It's pretty gross. I think when they say we're going to have to eat bugs, they mean like the protein constituted, not just them wriggling around. You know,
yeah, they're going to do something like some company is going to make them taste good.
Right. I mean, I probably should have asked if we could at least get like dipping sauces, but
I salted them all.
Okay. So that's why all those slugs are over there. You got the slugs first. Okay.
And, this one right here, the one that was in the space rather, of course, this one was born in a sweet and sour McDonald's. Sauce caddy.
Not my favorite sauce at the sauce at McDonald's.
No, I mean, whose is it? But I'm just saying that it has been sauced.
Gotcha. Okay.
In the same way that if you were born in sauce,
yeah,
you die in sauce.
You only adopted the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, he was born in the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take this one that you're the little guy that you can't eat, and let's I'm going to put him into this. I got this special emulator here that emulates whatever ROMs are on a living creature.
Okay.
It's kind of like from The Fly. He's going to scoot on in there. And then we'll boot up the RetroPie.
Okay.
All right. Oh, it's Fear Factor Unleashed.
How appropriate.
Yep. No one could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering. Werner Herzog had to listen to a man beaten by a bear. She should be thanking us. I don't know if I've already used that one before or not.
No, I don't remember. I tend to, yeah. Werner Herzog references tend to be sticky for me. This week we're talking about Fear Factor Unleashed. It is everything I can do not to say fear effect. Mm-hmm. We're going to decide here within a half an hour, Gary, is Joe Rogan good or bad?
The Joe Rogan Roganification of this was not in my thinking. This is a Gary Vanity pick.
Yes.
And I was not thinking like, oh man, let's make fun of Joe Rogan. Like Joe Rogan doesn't seem, he's like below contempt. It doesn't mean that he's not like dangerous. I think he's exceedingly dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a lot of, like, he's an evil man. He's done a lot of harm through ignorance, like Todd Elquist. he's just an absolute monster of a man. For a while, there was this TV show where there was this jockey little dude, just this little man who would sit there and be like, okay, drink some cow's blood. And then like four of the worst CrossFit trainers you've ever seen in your life would drink cow's blood. And we just watched it and we're like, this is good to us. It's TV.
Now, I'm going to need you to be real careful with we on that one.
it was a popular show, man.
Okay.
America had like cow blood chugging fever.
You're about to say cow blood fever and then you realized that might actually be a thing.
That might be a thing.
Ah, shit, pathologic. No.
The little hairy oily man told me to eat this cow's blood, so I'm doing it because this little guy from news radio said, hey, you should do it. And I'm like,
this man who was slowly turning into a thumb.
You know what, maybe a steady diet of cheese that is past its prime is what has stopped this man from fully turning into a thumb. And if I would like to not turn into a thumb, mm-hmm. I have to almost drown.
Yeah. In rotten cheese. No, I ask you to be a little bit careful with we, because I never watched this show.
No, you'd never seen Fear Factor?
I mean, I saw commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You basically seen it. I watched, to refresh my memory, I watched the 15 most outrageous moments from Fear Factor today on YouTube, which is the little man, he's in like Times Square or something yelling them out, and then it just cuts to gross things.
Okay.
So we all know you eat gross things on the show.
Yes.
And then the coolest thing are the things that are like stunts that are safe but are kind of cool.
Yeah. So it's like, you gotta walk on the wings of this plane. You know, there's a line, but you gotta not fall, right?
Or like they showed one where like people slid down the side of one of those, you know, those pyramid casinos that they have that are just gigantic glass obelisk pyramids that we built.
You mean like the MGM Grands?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Sliding down the side of that really fast, trying to grab flags because little Joe Rogan loves flags. If you grab flags for him, he gets very happy.
I mean, that's the secret, right? This is just double dare, double dare for people who are have their own power of attorney, you know?
Yes.
As opposed to
double
kids.
Dare for the worst adults you've ever seen in your life. And those are kind of cool. What I was very surprised to find though, in my revisit is, that like fully 60% of them are absolutely terrifying drowning scares.
Yeah. This was as the, David Blaine stuff was on the rise, right? Where it's not so much magic, but it is, you know, a version of this almost Houdini, like, just this is a feat of endurance, a feat of brushing against death, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the thrill, is you might get to see somebody die, I guess. And a lot of times there are couples, so like a bunch of the things were, hey, your wife is locked in this glass cube underwater and is gonna die unless you can open up these locks. And then when everyone taps out because they can't open the locks and they can't breathe water, the little man goes to them and he's just like, so how's this gonna affect your relationship? He turns into like Mo Sizlak. It's really weird, man.
She's not gonna go belly up, but your marriage is.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And she's like, so are you disappointed in your man? And just the worst, again, the worst CrossFit trainers in the world. Yeah, I can't believe you abandoned me. Dude, the door's open. You could have just got out. Like, it nonstop. It's so weird. It is a weird fucking show.
Yeah, you know, so when I say I didn't watch it, I'm not trying to do like a holier than thou kind of thing. Yeah. I understand why it would be compelling to watch. It was never something that I felt like. It was a weird time too, early 2000s. Not watching a lot of TV at that time.
A wretched time. Like, I'm not going to, this isn't like a Jackass-esque reevaluation. No. Like, I am not saying that Fear Factor is good, actually.
No, no.
And when I say that I watch it, I don't want people to think like, oh,
it was appointment viewing.
Yeah, me and my wife with little tight flags that said Fear Factor, like sitting in front of the TV. It was more just, it was on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and I can see it being a real good, oh, it's on kind of show. Yeah. Like in an American Gladiators kind of way, right?
Very similar to like American Ninja Warriors or American Gladiators or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like
Australian American Warriors.
It's funny because everybody knows it as the bug eating show, but like from the look of it, it seems like all of the budget went to the big, like you could plausibly die in this stunts.
Bugs is cheap. Like the drinking cow's blood challenges were the equivalent of a bottle episode. <for them. laughs>
but wasn't it structured like it's three stunts. So like the first one was a weed out one that was like, okay, you know, see how much of this, see how many liters of this cum you can get down.
There's a lot of cum guzzling that the little man would be like, all right, here's John. And then like, you know, John who can really bring it, brings the fear factor when it comes to guzzling his cum.
Yeah, but like the first one would be the cum guzzling, and then the second would be like a moderate, and then the finale of the episode would be the, you know, whole big hole, like, okay, jump through the helicopter rotor, see if you get through
the Landis. The first one tended to be also a physical stunt. The second one is the mind stunt. Mm. And that's where it's, that's where the gross out stuff would show up. Or one that I was very surprised to find recreated in the video game, which is where it's not just gross stuff. It's you carrying gross stuff from one bucket to another with your mouth. That is in this game. That is such a funny, the animations are so good.
just bending over and just gobbling the maggots off of the conveyor belt and then running it 10 feet over to another one.
I don't think we said this, so this is a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
So we got Game Boy Advance level fidelity of this, like, you know, very, very zoomed out scene of this little person like going and grabbing goo from one table and spitting it onto another one, and it's just pixels. It doesn't look like anything.
Yeah. But it looks kind of digitized, you know, like a Mortal Kombat kind of deal
a little bit. Yeah. But too far away.
Yeah,
like it's a really bad looking game.
Mm-hmm. And not a very fun one, honestly, because the actual games themselves are incredibly simple. The only thing that is like added on top of it is this fear meter, which is like an extended, almost like Tony Hawk balancing meter, you know, for when you're grinding. That is influenced by stats that you have. You have four different stats and then a randomly chosen phobia. And that'll determine like which events you're best at, or like how the meter goes left or right. And you just have to use the shoulder buttons to keep that within the, you know, within the safe area, or else you get, you know, freaked out. And the little man says that, oh, it's weak sauce, bro.
Yeah. Well, the digitized little man voice in this that yells at you the entire time that you've almost done it.
Yeah.
And stuff is a real choice too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I was thinking about this, and maybe you have some thoughts on this. I don't like, this is a really shitty minigame collection where you balance those stats.
Mm-hmm.
If I were making a Fear Factor video game on the GBA, I don't know exactly how I'd do it differently.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a tricky premise. Mm-hmm. Like there should be a ludum dare that's like GBA Fear Factor.
Yeah.
You know, and see how creative people can get.
It would have to be almost entire, like it would have to be like web connected, And it would like, there would almost have to be like a social blackmail kind of angle to it. Sure. Where like, okay, you've got to, you know, perform this incredibly delicate task, but you know that if you fail, it's, you know, going to tweet the N word or something.
I feel like we're weirdly like 6 years out from that show having been an actual pitch.
Okay.
You know, like this thing puts something on your social media that you get canceled over. That has been pitched and rejected. Like we had a window in which that would have been on TV, and it's only through luck that we missed it.
You know what? I'm absolutely stealing that from Nathan for You, the weight loss plan, where the people have to lose 5 pounds in a week or else the embarrassing thing goes out. So one of them,
what season is that? I think I missed.
I forget which season it's okay. in. But it's like, okay. For him, it was like, I don't want people to see me dressed up naked, you know, dressed up as a hot dog, you know, him laying down on a hot dog bun. You know, so like if I don't get my work done for the week, you know, this will be mailed out. You know, I worked with a notary, you know, to mail this out. So for other people, you know, it was like the big one was this woman holding a sign that said something anti-Semitic about her boss.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. And then it had to go through. And then it was like her walking in and saying, okay, here's this photo of me. I had an extreme weight loss goal and I failed. So yeah. And he's like, you have to understand. I'm very disappointed.
Not today.
Yeah.
Or go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the boss was like, okay, I understand. It's creative, but you have to know that I'm disappointed, right? Like, I don't know how to take this.
Like, oh man. But instead, before we just ate bugs.
Yeah, before we just ate bugs. No. Well, I mean,
there's low concept.
But the fact that it is like totally catered to the CrossFit bros, I think of that like fear factor. Like, okay, you wear a pulse monitor, okay? On Friday, you get somebody draws blood, all right? Yep. And there's going to be a medical test. You've got to wait, and you've got to keep your pulse under a certain amount the entire time because you have no idea. Like, maybe you get stuck with a needle ahead of time.
Yeah,
you got to get a test. Yeah.
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 Exactly.
You know. Oh. Just relatable fears.
Real fears.
Yeah.
You know, without turning the episode into it being about real fears, because then it becomes sad.
Yeah.
This is a really wretched game.
Yeah.
My ideal fear factor game, which I don't think you could do on the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
Would be like Tecmo's Deception, like you design Fear Factor for Sims, basically, you know, but like with physics and stuff, like you have like really good, maybe like Human Fall Flat style AIs, you know, so they're good at stuff, but only as good as like a water balloon full of clay can be at stuff.
So not very, they're good, yeah, but not very good.
Yeah, like you know, some real tunes is the driving cat level of proficiency, and then you use that physics engine to create challenges and things for them.
Yeah,
I don't know how you accomplish a gross out angle in a video game though.
That's the thing, right? Like
yeah. VR, I guess maybe
VR, but like I don't know. There's like a little bit of like a wince. There's so much buy in that needs to happen, right? Like
yes.
I don't know. You never played Dead Space 2, so you don't know about the eye surgery scene. Yeah, no, I mean,
I can follow a trail of breadcrumbs that begins with yeah. I and ends with scene and yeah. basically figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. 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 But just like, I don't know. It depends on the person, but like, I don't know, that pretty easily like bakes down to wireframe. So it's like, you're trying to make it about like fear or gross out, but like looking at even in VR, like, okay, the 3D mesh of the cockroach is moving toward my character's point of view. Like, how do you do something that is actually going to be viscerally disgusting? And that, which is why like VR is mostly, you know, like the horror stuff and that as good as it is either all atmosphere or it's all jump scare. Right. And that's, that's video games in general. Right.
Fear is a hard thing to systematize.
Very much so.
Yeah. Like it's a good thing to play with as an aesthetic, mm-hmm. but the whole idea of Fear Factor as like a game show, like the TV show version of it, mm-hmm. was trying to systematize the emotion.
Yes.
And it was even difficult for the show, you know, mm-hmm. like the whole show was, the joy of that show was somebody would freak out and tap out, which at the time was really fun. And then when I was watching it today, I was just like really sad for these people who were screaming because they were covered with worms and they're just like really freaking out. And then little man just like, you're good. It's all over, girl. You're okay. It's over. And I'm like, you empathyless fuck, you horrible monster, you know?
There were a couple of game shows that were kind of in the follow-up to this. So in the wake of oh man, I can't even find it. So I know of two of them, but I can't find the name. There was one that I think was called like the Hot Seat or something like that, where it was trivia challenges, but you sat in a room. It wasn't just trivia. As your round went on, you sat in this chamber that would get just ungodly hot. Do you remember that?
yeah. I remember the Hot Seat. I remember seeing commercials for the Hot Seat.
I never saw a Hot Seat. And there was another one where it was like, again, like a trivia challenge or, you know, something like that. Like all the cheap ones had to be trivia, but I think it was all like Breaking Point or something like that. But the idea was like, you had to face a bunch of things that would piss you off and make you very, very angry, and maintain your composure. Like if you exploded, then you would lose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of thing that you can never make that show today, not because you would get canceled, but because nobody would get mad enough, because we all spend enough time in a constant state of being mad.
Yeah, no, we're
like, can you imagine losing your cool? What does that mean these days? Yeah. Everything is awful. Like you just, in order to breathe, I have to not lose my cool.
Yeah.
I've gotten so good at it.
You have to understand, I've been on a steady cortisol drip for the past 15 years.
Yeah. Like what would that mean? What would they show me? No power over me, game show.
Yeah. That we get a physical response out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if they're monitoring my blood pressure, maybe. Yeah. But you're going to get a lot of false positives there. I had Arby's.
I did get the beef renewal.
I had a meat renewal. New beef happened to my blood. If it was like, I have to react, like you're just going to get like, man, that sucks.
Uh-huh.
Out of me. And then that's it.
It's like, oh,
that's everything.
I mean, it would be like the Simpsons when they're trying to make Flanders mad. You know,
exactly.
Previous occasions on which I profess to enjoy your presence were fraudulent. Okay, I'll try harder.
Sounds all right. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, just give me the money. You know? And it's not that I'm not an angry person. I'm an extremely angry.
Oh,
person.
No, I'm always angry. I'm like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the many ways in which you and I specifically are like the Hulk.
One of the many, many ways. No, yeah. I used to be angrier. Like people in high school were like, man, that guy's, there's something. But yeah.
I don't know if you ever told me that before. You were like one of those like walking around with your fist balled up. Like
not even.
Shake your head, guys.
Yeah. I just said people just kind of thought that I was kind of ready to blow. Maybe because I was quiet. No idea.
No, the resting coal face.
Resting coal face. Had. Yeah. The heat one was called the chamber. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a really ominous name. As a real quick aside, can I make just the absolute mildest recommendation to you?
Yes.
It's very mild. By no means run out and do this. But I was hanging out with Liv last weekend and we were in the mood for like a stupid horror movie.
Okay.
And like we're on to watch something bad. And we watched Escape Room.
Okay.
The film from 2019, which is slightly about like Will had told me that it's worth watching. And I watched it and it is worth watching. It's fun to watch for death trap purposes.
Oh yeah.
No, so if you like a death trap.
I love a death trap. I am somebody who's seen all but one of the Saw movies. And the one I haven't seen was the one that came out during COVID and all of the Final Destination. I love a death trap.
then you might like this movie.
Yeah.
There are five escape room rooms in it, of which four are really pretty great death traps.
Nice.
You know, the acting is not great. The story's not great. Of course it's not. But the effects are good and the designs of the rooms are really good.
Hmm.
And if you watch it, then my favorite piece of IMDb trivia that I've ever seen.
Okay.
Or maybe not favorite ever, because I read a lot of these, but check this out. The fourth film relating to an escape room released within 2 years after Escape Room, and No Escape Room.
They didn't think to do a trademark search on that bad boy.
I love it. And the first two were released the same year. It's like Escape Room and Escape Room, No Escape Room, Escape Room.
Oh,
like,
man,
it's like a weird duck duck goose.
It's like when they released The Prestige and The Prestige at the same time. Yeah.
Exactly. And then No Prestige, and then finally The Prestige. Like, it's like that, but twice as much.
Yeah. Everybody remembers that one summer when Deep Impact went up against Deep Impact.
Yeah, I love it so much. It's very funny. The one you want to watch is the 2019 one.
Yes.
We were confused a little bit. We watched both trailers, and it's definitely the more fun one.
Gotcha. No, I've got it pulled up on I've got it on Just Watch here. So
yeah.
Pretty
fun. Dumb. Like, it's not a great movie, but pretty fun.
So we are in the Video Dead Harvester credulity phase, yeah, right now. You know, I'm, yes, not going to turn away something dumb.
Joysticks has really impacted this network in a way that I really love. I just by, like, let's
by completely distorting the bottom end of our scale.
Yep. Just like unpredictable is getting a lot of, like, shitty unpredictable is getting a lot of value right now.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of movies.
Yeah. Huh. So, Friend or Foe, a show that ran from 2002 to 2003. Friend or Foe saw three teams of two compete against each other in a trivia match. While that format seems pretty standard, the real hilarity comes at the end. After the other two teams are eliminated, the final team is given a lightning round style questions, helping them earn more money. However, at the very end, the two are asked secretly to decide whether they're friend or foe. If they both say friend, so it's just prisoner dilemma. That was not as good as I thought it was going to be. I apologize for wasting everybody's time.
No, it's okay. It sounds like a good,
yeah,
like it might be a good premise in the end, but everybody, or like, I thought it was going to be like Double Dragon at the end.
Oh yeah. There was a 2015 to 2016 one called Hellevator.
Okay.
Okay. It was put on Game Show Network. Each episode was based on a legend of a mass murderer or psychotic sadist. The teams would be taken into a haunted house where they'd have to complete challenges based on that episode's legend or theme. Contestants could be grabbed, followed, and harnessed, all in nearly pitch black rooms.
Hold up.
Harnessed.
What was the last one? Harnessed. like putting a harness on them?
Like a yoke? Like a harness.
The standard, you know, yoking?
You know, like, yeah, like, yeah, how you have a harness sometimes.
You sign a haunted house thing that says they can follow you or put a bit in your teeth. Like, you can be bridled. When we said unbridled tear, yeah, we weren't being literal. You will be bridled.
Yeah. Uh-oh, you stepped on the wrong square. That means we got to bring out the spreader bar. No.
It's time for the horsey. Like, okay, time to put a saddle on you.
I don't feel what right.
Well, this is weird. Hey, you signed the thing. You're getting harnessed.
Oh no.
That sounds awesome, but I don't know why it doesn't take place in a haunted elevator.
I think there's an elevator that takes you to the haunted house. Yeah. Also, yeah. It literally just sounds like Legends of the Hidden Temple, but for adults.
That sounds fucking awesome. What do you mean that it just sounds like that?
Yeah. It's
the worst thing you ever said. That sounds fucking rad.
Yeah, it does sound rad.
That is like if Fear Factor was called the lobby to the Fear Factor building.
The Fear Factor application process.
Yeah,
the
vestibule. Reception desk.
Ooh, there was one. I'm sorry, I'm literally just looking at lists, but I want to get your reaction to this. There's one called The Chair.
Okay.
So it was trivia with psychological and torment. Oh, this is the one. This is the one. The host was John McEnroe. If their heart rate beat at a certain rate above a predetermined level, they began to lose money from the potential prize pool. Okay.
Oh, that would be really rough.
So the host, John McEnroe, would attempt to get the contestants' heart rate to skyrocket by surprising them with outbursts, by asking them awkward questions, and at times with even more extreme measures called heart stopper events that used exposure to things such as alligators or a bunch of bees.
Two extremely large hammers would suddenly hit each other, causing an explosion. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so I found it. I think in the back of my head I knew John McEnroe was involved.
if contestants ever tried to stay alert by closing their eyes, they would get one warning. If three warnings would end the game. Yeah, so you can't close your eyes. That looks rad. I would watch this. So there's something about this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Catchphrase, okay, it's game time. I'm sorry you have been beaten by the chair.
Our show's tagline. It's a show with a chair. It's called Angry Chair. All right. I guess the game's going to start now. Oh, classic.
Finally.
Classic the chair.
A game from the perspective of a chair. man, I want to know what these things that they did to make you mad were.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Tell me this is on YouTube.
All of this stuff's on YouTube. That was the great thing about doing Fear Factor research, is that every episode is on YouTube because nobody gives a shit.
Oh yeah, because it's a game show.
Yeah. Looking at the first season and the episodes and their Nielsen ratings, episode 6 is just called "The Bees Are So Angry," going into the bee zone right after Roach Coach.
The bee is this Fear Factor or the chair?
Yeah, no, that's Fear Factor, but okay. It may as well be, because it's, you know.
Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah, this game is garbage, and there's nothing about it on GameFAQs either. So.
No, there's one review about it from Scopa Lens.
Okay.
It says, Fear Factor brings you fear for games. that starts off with this is not GameFAQs gold or anything.
No,
it's just the one thing I found. Fear Factor Unleashed, one of the many games produced due to TV shows. When I first saw it, I was thinking, what the hell, a game for a TV show? But I was wrong. As one of my classmates bought the game, the other classmates were also very interested in playing. Therefore, one day I decided to rent the game to see it for myself. I must say I have really high expectations for this game after hearing so many compliments from my classmates. However, the game was really a letdown.
This has all of the energy of a school. Like, I wrote this for school.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. I also really just, like, I was thinking, what the hell? A game for a TV show? What the hell? A lawyer for your hair? You know? And then he rates it at the end, buy, rent, destroy.
Yes,
is this guy's, and of course gets a destroy.
So it gets a destroy, but then there's like a little paragraph, and then score 9 out of 40, 2 out of 10, grade F. Hey, buddy, it's called belt and suspenders, not belt, suspenders, harness.
Do you need to go to the chair? Do you need to go into the horse game where you get bridled? I want to watch that adult haunted house show. Like, based on, like, actual legends, because you'd have to be really buy-in for that.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I was on a game show and they took me to a house, they're like, listen, you know, 30 years ago, this person killed this person. I bet you wish you would have swiped right on that. And then I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, this is, you know, this is the room where he did the famous murder. Can you sit in it for 5 minutes?
Yeah, you know? No, it's fine.
If not, we're going to turn you into a human horse hybrid.
I'm fine. we have been in rooms where people have died. Like, fuck. You ever?
I'm almost certain I'm in one right now.
Yeah.
And you are too. Like, of course you are.
Yeah.
Like, if not the room, the spot you're standing on, someone certainly died.
Oh, have you ever been to a hospital? Like, let alone a nursing home? Good God.
Yeah, Lord. Like, it is just Death Central. And any, like, you know, city downtown.
Yeah.
At some point, somebody in a union had their head stomped in.
Right.
There.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surrounded by death.
Yeah. If you're looking for a death-free spot, I mean, you're going to be looking for a long time. I'm going to have to ask you to get less particular.
The moon, perhaps.
So many people have died on the moon.
On the moon?
Oh, is that true? Yeah. No, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm an opposite of a moon landing denier. They've done it multiple times, but they only told us about the one successful one.
Yeah, the moon returning denier.
Oh, I mean, well, it happened once. Like Buzz Aldrin's around. Like I'm not gonna say Buzz Aldrin isn't his thing because then he would come up and punch me.
Could be one of those Kennedy clones.
It could be a Kennedy clone.
Fake Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. you don't want to say that shit to Buzz Aldrin. He'll punch you. I don't want to get punched by an 80-year-old man.
I don't know. I know. How much money do I get the game show for it? Like that's a good, like, deny the moon landing to Buzz Aldrin, the game, the lobby for denying the rotating door at the front of the building where you go into the game show to deny the moon landing to Buzz Aldrin, the game. Is the name of it.
The vestibule to Buzz Aldrin.
You just go up and say, hey, ain't no moon landing. And then eventually he gets rope-a-dope tired.
Yeah.
And yeah, then you just win.
Yeah, then you just step back and he falls over and you're done.
Yep.
There is the full episodes of Hellevator and of The Chair on YouTube. So
hell yes.
Hellevator, yes.
I got Hellevator, yes, Evader. I got some real trash to watch, and I'm looking forward to it. That's a very specific kind of trash.
Yeah.
I didn't know who John McEnroe was. I still don't really know who John McEnroe is.
Tennis player, like his, so he had a obviously like a long career. Like he was a tennis player who people knew his name. He broke into pop culture because I think it was like the French Open or something like that. It was like a really big tennis deal. He got kicked out because he lost his temper at a ref, I think, at like a bad call. And he threw his racket, and you're not supposed to do that. Like tennis is one of those, tennis at that level ends up being a lot like golf.
Opera sports.
Well, yeah. It's like golf. Opera sports is a good way to put it. So, you know, he had this very public outburst and then it was, you know, called the angry guy for a long time after that. I don't know if he's still alive, but
there's an element of decorum to it.
Yes.
For some reason on the game show wiki, which I was looking up stuff about The Chair, the categories it's in, there's not one that's just like physical dumb stunt.
Okay.
You know, comedy, which is what you'd want. Mm-hmm. But there is a tag for flops. And I want you to look, I'm going to send you a link here in the Slack. I just want you to look at these different logos. Like, I love just a big collection of logos.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Just like, it's... who can forget such games as Phew and Debt?
I love Debt.
Debt.
Yeah. Just the Visa logo.
Yep. But you go, figure it out is real fun. Yeah. There was a... back at when I worked at the college, I took a poster down that somebody put up for a lecture they were giving, and it was about different logical fallacies in business.
Okay.
But they, each one was written out with a different word art.
Ugh.
So it was very funny. So instead of it just being like Tragedy of the Commons, it would look like the Ben-Hur logo, like Tragedy of the Commons, like shifting perspectives. Like everything looked like it was said in a different, like silly voice. Cause it's all like fucking word art.
Oh, somebody was having fun. Somebody was having fun in a Corel word.
Yep. Oh, hell yeah.
Phew. Some of these that they're calling flops, they're not, I mean, the weakest link, not a flop. Figure it out.
I don't know why. It's probably like the, like a version of it from somewhere.
Oh, like after a host left, like after you're the weakest link lady left. That's what people tuned in for and they got somebody else. I could see that.
Yeah. Ooh, 50 Cent, the money and the power.
Ooh.
Oh, it's an Apprentice ripoff.
Ah, damn. That's not a game show. Come on.
I was expecting something a lot more wild.
Yeah.
From 50 Cent, Bedroom Buddies.
Battle Bedroom for Buddies Ozfest.
Battle for Ozfest. A lot of these are just ripoffs of like, not just, you know, obviously the British ripoff thing is a big game show thing, but these are even, you know, just ripoffs of other shows. Like this is just like a Newlyweds game.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Huh.
So.
Well, that's a bummer. A lot of these are just reality shows as well.
Yeah. Which are only kind of game shows.
Right.
You know, disappointing.
Hmm.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Kind of like this, that's Mark Cuban, The Benefactor. like ones that sound like a character select from Pathologic 3.
I don't know. The Benefactor, they kind of ran out of translation budget about halfway through. The Benefactor really starts falling apart.
Yeah. It's better to watch a Let's Play.
Yeah.
The Benefactor playthrough.
Huh. No, we need to get away from this wiki because there's so many, I don't know. This is like a trap.
It's 100% a trap.
Yeah.
Like just seeing a name like Biker Live, like I really do want to know what that hashtag Biker Live.
What?
Like, I got to know what that means.
Yeah. Cooked with cannabis. Like I can make some guesses, but also what?
Bike builders are creating mind-blowing works of bikes. Slick and sexy, there's diamond in the rough Bada machines. Bada has two asterisks after it. works, but they don't go anywhere.
Works of bikes?
Yeah, I don't. one of my favorite moods I can ever be in. Uh-huh. And if we were just going to record like a 3-hour Abject Suffering today, it'd be a great, you know, we just hang out on this wiki.
Uh-huh.
Is like every once in a while you ever get in just like receptive mode.
we've been for the past like month or
yeah exactly, like you're just like, man, I want that.
Yeah,
I want to know about what an armchair detective is. Around the world in 80 plates. Let's do it.
Golf for Swingers, hosted by Lee Trevino.
Yeah, Lee Trevino's fucking challenge. Like,
yeah.
I suggest Feather Touch. You've selected Clit Destroy.
talk about hole in one.
Would you like to play again?
Oh my God. Yeah, I need to get away from this. So
I'm bookmarking it.
Mm.
Specifically the flops category, because I want to see some weird shit.
Oh, of course.
Oh man.
Yeah. I just want to think about how the pitch went and how people got money for it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And I want to watch an episode of it.
Of course.
Or like just the highlights. I don't know if I can watch some of these shit, like game shows are a fucking hour. For this stuff, and that's what it is. Like this show, Fear Factor was an hour.
Why?
45 minutes. I was like looking at it, I was just like, Jesus Christ. It's because there are too many people. Like, not on the show.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Woo! Yeah. All right.
Like, just there's six people on each episode, so you get to watch every challenge done six times.
I was gonna say that'd be a weird turn for the show to take.
Weird pivot.
You ever think just like yeah, there are like a lot of people who just are inconsequential?
This is a real eco-fascist all of a sudden.
Yeah, just really,
you know, that's what I got from the bug eating show.
Well, at least the host. Yeah.
What should people do if they like this show?
They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. They can kick us some money at $5 a month. You get bonus episodes of this show. You get whole bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat, where we're covering Elden Ring, or Unfilmable, where we are talking about horror movies.
Yeah. We think they're good. And we think you'll enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to do that, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict. That also helps. And you can tell your friends. Those are free things if you cannot afford to financially support us.
And that's make fine. A difference.
Money's different for everybody. We get it.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Please do.
What should they do until next time?
Until next time, don't let your co-host go eco-fash.